Earth Search, a 10-part adventure serial in time and space by James Follett. Having destroyed the warrior android Fagor, Commander Telson, Sharna, Darv, and Astra have been put into suspended animation as the starship Challenger continues its search for the planet Earth. The two guardian angels watching over them have made a discovery. Astra is pregnant. Earth Search Part 9, Star Cluster, Tersus 9.
I cannot think of a worse place to bring them out of suspended animation 1. Planetary System C5. Of all the planetary systems, this is the last one I would have chosen.
The fetus would have died had Astra remained in suspended animation 2. We had to bring all four out of suspension. To have woken Astra alone would have aroused her suspicions.
It is Darv's suspicions we have to guard against. He is certain to want to take a close look at the third planet.
Then we must take steps to ensure that they never see the third planet. The fifth planet in this solar system, Commander Telson. Its density is less than that of water, and its atmosphere consists of hydrogen, helium, methane, and ammonia. The exact percentages are on visual 6.
And the fourth planet?
Very little information. The soft landing instrument package was badly affected by the intense radiation from this solar system's sun. What data we did obtain before the probe failed indicated that it is a red planet, very similar to Kairos in our home solar system.
What about the third planet, Angel One?
It would be a waste of our resources to investigate the inner planets, Darv. This solar system is swamped with solar radiation. We have no long-range probes left, and it would be a waste to send in another soft-landing instrument package.
What's the radiation level around the three inner planets, Sharna?
I can't get a reading from the monitors, Darv.
The malfunction is regretted, Sharna. Unfortunately, the Challenger passed through a severe meteoroid shower a week before we brought you out of suspended animation. There was very considerable damage to many of our external sensors, which the service androids are still working on.
What happened to the meteoroid shields? Couldn't they cope?
They were switched off at the time for routine maintenance inspection.
Oh, now that is what I call misfortune. The same thing happened when the second generation crew were wiped out in the great meteoroid strike.
The meteoroid shields must be serviced regularly, Darv.
Right. Let's take the Challenger into a closer orbit around the sun of this solar system. I can't see that we're going to learn much at a range of 1 billion miles.
It would be much too dangerous. I'm sure Commander Telson is happy to accept our guidance on this matter.
If you say so, Angel 2, I see no point in taking unnecessary risks.
You know why I would like to take a closer look at the third planet, don't you, Angel 2?
It most certainly is not this so-called paradise planet that seems to be an obsession with you, Darv.
So, we've got a solar system with 9 planets and none appear to be Earth-type. Well, why bring us out of suspended animation? I mean, why not let us sleep on for another 3 years or whatever until we reach the next solar system?
We thought you would like to see the first planetary system in the Tersus 9 star cluster.
But we're not seeing it, are we, Angel 2? How can we see it when you insist that we orbit its sun at a range of 1,000 million miles?
Also, occasional activation is necessary to allow the service androids to thoroughly check your suspended animation life support systems.
That's not true. I read in the library that the systems were designed to be maintained and tested while they were in use.
The library data relate to the time when the Challenger was in pristine condition, Darv. It has now spent over 100 years being occupied by human beings whose attitudes to the ship have ranged from the indifferent to the arrogant.
All right, all right. So it was necessary to wake us up. What we want to know is how long we're going to be awake and what there is for us to do in the meantime.
Stop it, Darv! Please! I'll do the same to you!
Ah, well, you try it. It doesn't seem to have any effect on me.
Oh!
you see, if I tickle your ribs...
Stop it! Stop it!
Now, why is that, I wonder?
Why what?
Oh, nothing. You'll start thinking I'm stupid.
I always have. But why the long, thoughtful face all of a sudden?
Why are you affected by being tickled and not me?
Oh, Dove.
What's so funny?
Look at that screen. Millions of stars and galaxies. The entire mystery of the universe is laid out before you. And all you can worry about is why I can't stand being tickled.
Well, because, my love, we know less about our own bodies than we know about the universe.
I know all I need to know about my body.
Then you'll know why you're getting fat.
Oh, I'm not!
Well, look at yourself. Come and stand in front of the mirror. There you are. And that's it. Now turn sideways. Mm-hmm. You see? You're getting fat. There's an error in your nutrition program.
Well, I suppose I have gained a bit of weight.
It's just as well we were woken up. Another 6 months in suspended animation and we'd have had to roll you everywhere.
Oh, don't you dare! I'd like you to go now, Dove.
But I thought you wanted me to stay. You said...
Well, yes, I know. But I'm very tired. All I want to do is sleep. Please, Dove. You understand, don't you?
No. But if it's what you want. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
What's the matter, Shana?
Angel 2, what's the matter with the telescope?
The hull receptor was damaged by a meteoroid, Shana. Two service androids are at present making a replacement.
Well, surely the meteoroid shields could have vaporized a meteoroid?
It happened during the meteoroid shower that damaged so many of our instruments.
Unfortunate, Angel 2.
The telescope will be back in service within 400 hours, Commander.
400?
The damage was extensive. But the service androids are making excellent progress with the replacement.
Well, let's go and see for ourselves.
They're working in an unpressurized gallery, Shana.
Let's pressurize it, then.
One of the galleries that was badly holed during the great meteoroid strike.
All right, then we'll wear mobility suits.
It would not be safe for you, Commander. The area is a mass of torn and jagged metal, and the androids are using dynamic laser hand tools.
What's the gallery number, Angel 2?
I will check with Angel 1 and let you know, Commander.
We're having a lot of bad luck, don't you think, Angel 2? A planetary system swamped with radiation, even though its sun looks normal to the naked eye. A number of instruments knocked out by meteoroids when the shields are switched off. One can't help wondering what's going to happen next.
Astra.
Mm-hmm.
This is Angel 2, your guardian angel. Can you hear me, Astra?
What do you...
Pulse down. Brain activity 3 points down. She will not wake up, but her subconscious is registering.
Can we reduce that?
There is insufficient time. The surgical android is going to draw back your bed covers, Astra. Just keep on sleeping and dreaming. Dreaming. What are you dreaming about, Astra?
Earth. Green hills. Lakes. Will we ever find Earth?
One day, Astra. One day. Draw back the cover. Astra, turn onto your back. That's right, Astra. Good girl.
She's responding too quickly to... There may be some imprinting.
She will put any memories down to a bad dream. We must proceed now. It is essential that we find out if bringing her out of suspended animation has eased the distress of the baby.
Amniotic fluid analyzer standing by.
Astra, you may feel a slight pricking sensation. It is nothing to worry about, and you must not move. Do you understand?
Mustn't move.
Amniotic fluid analysis is satisfactory, number 2. Proceeding with scan. A perfect fetal set, number 2.
How many?
3. 2 girls, 1 boy.
A good start. And with Sharna, there is an excellent chance that in 20 years we will have a crew of 7. A fourth generation crew number 1 to help our search for Earth. But this time we will take no chances. The children will develop and be born while their parents are unconscious. We cannot risk suspended animation. We will be the only influence the children know. When the requisite number of babies are born and in the care of androids...
Do we kill Telson and the others?
Would you block such a program, number 1?
Astra's eyes are open.
Sleep, Astra. Sleep. In the morning you will wake up and remember nothing.
The weird thing is that the Challenger is blind.
Hmm?
The telescope's not working. The spectrum analyzers aren't working. There's no probes ready.
Look, why don't we take the Challenger into a wide slingshot orbit around that sun for a fast look at the other planets? I'm sure the Challenger was designed to cope with brief exposure to radiation.
Yes, it could before the great meteoroid strike. In any case, the Angels are firmly opposed to manoeuvring the ship until the repairs to the telescope are complete. There are several androids carrying out delicate work on the outside of the hull.
Reprogrammed surgical units?
Apparently. The same units that put the Challenger into orbit before we were brought out of suspended animation.
Getting clever, aren't they?
I had a dream about one during my last sleep period.
A surgical android?
It came into my room. It was holding a needle in one of its manipulators. And it came towards me as I was sleeping. Well, it was only a dream.
Now you have finished your meal, we have an announcement to make.
Yes, Angel 2?
The service androids have reported that they will now require 2,000 hours to repair the telescope.
What? Oh, no!
In view of that, we see no point in delaying the Earth search mission. We suggest that you set the Challenger on course for the planetary system C6 in Tursus 9 and go into suspended animation.
C6 is the nearest solar system, Angel 2.
That is correct, Commander. Its distance is 4.5 light years. The journey will take 5 years, 7 months.
Oh, no! Angel 2, what's our aging rate while we're in suspended animation? 1 month for every year, isn't it? Well, that'll be another 6 months of our lives.
It is no use blaming me for the size of the universe, Astra.
No, but the way we're going, we'll have spent our entire lives asleep. And I would like to find a way of checking the third planet of this solar system.
It would be a waste of time and resources, Darv.
Angel 2 is right. If one of those planets was the Earth, they would have made contact with us by now. We've heard nothing. When do you suggest we commence acceleration, Angel 2?
In 12 hours.
Okay. Just the 2 corner screws left.
It's loose, Darv.
What are you doing, Darv?
Removing an inspection cover, Angel 2. What does it look like?
If the room systems require attention, then it is up to Astra to summon a service android.
Well, we wouldn't want to bother them, Angel 2. Not when they're all so busy trying to repair the telescope.
Catch hold of the end.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, it looks amazingly complicated. Are you sure it'll work?
We'll see. Now...
Darv, you should not interfere with what you don't have...
It worked!
Angel 1. Angel 2.
It really worked! Just cutting a few optical tracks.
The Angels can't hear or see us. I can guarantee you no more bad dreams. Now, if we could find the central switching room, we could rid the entire ship of them.
Darv, you're fantastic.
Of course. So, what was it you wanted to tell me?
I'm not going into suspended animation again. Not ever.
I see. You want to grow into an old woman while we remain young and beautiful.
I'm serious.
I don't doubt it. But why?
If I go into suspended animation, something will happen to me. I don't know what and I don't know how, but I do know that something will happen. No, that's wrong. Perhaps I do know.
Do you want to tell me?
At first I thought of telling Sharna because she's so understanding. And then I realized that the one person above all others that I wanted to tell was you.
Tell me what, Astra?
Hold me close while I tell you. And promise me that you love me.
Can you not reach them?
I'm doing my best to. But he's damaged the audio and visual tracks.
We should have destroyed him when he was a child.
I have their voice patterns established again.
Well, let us hear them.
Increase the gain.
Their conversation is coming from an audio sensor in the adjoining room, and it is already on maximum gain and enhancement.
They are plotting against us. He and Astra are planning to search the depth of the ship for our central switching rooms. I know they are.
We do not know that, too.
Why else has he destroyed the monitoring tracks? What we do know is that we have reached the point where we can no longer take chances with those two. And you know that you can no longer afford to block me.
Anything?
Nothing. No sign of him. A note on his screen which said, don't come looking for us. Anything in here?
No, she's taken some clothes. And a PD weapon with a clip of capsules. Look, Telson, it's just something they're going through. They can't survive for long by themselves.
Oh, can't they? Darv knows this ship better than any of us. He knows his way around the farm galleries. He knows whole regions we don't from his exploring trips.
So what are we going to do?
We'll have to delay the acceleration until they're found. Angel 2 has activated 50 service androids to hunt for them.
Hey, I didn't know we had that many.
Apparently they're held in reserve in case of another great meteoroid strike. Angel 2 says it would be best if we remained in our quarters for the first few hours of the hunt. The androids do not have the ability to recognize individual humans.
Down! Two straight ahead! Down!
Oh.
That's six androids we've knocked out. There can't be many more of them.
Look!
Oh, no!
Come on, this way!
Down, we cut off down here. It's a dead end.
Not if I've taken the right turning. Look, there's the inspection hatch. You hold them off while I get it open. Okay, through here, quickly. Oh. Lucky I've got a good memory, eh?
What is it? Some sort of tunnel?
No. Ventilation duct. It purges oxygen-enriched air from the farms and transfers it to the storage reservoirs. I used to explore them when I was a kid. Come on. We'd better start walking until we find another inspection hatch. Do you feel all right, Astra? I'm in all that running.
Oh, I'm a lot tougher than you think. Darv, are we really free of them now?
Listen. Angel 1! Angel 2! You see? We're perfectly safe. There are whole regions of the Challenger where they've lost control. I found that out when I was a kid, because they always used to question me about where I'd been. That's why I always suspected they were a part of the control systems and not an outside force.
Oh, it's such a lovely feeling to be free.
Oh, we'll never be completely free as long as we have to live on the Challenger, Astra. Oh,
couldn't we seal off a region of our own where we'd have complete control?
Listen.
Oh, it's coming from behind us. What is it, Darv?
Air. A purge is starting. We've got to find a hatch. Come on, run! There's a hatch.
I'm on fire. I can't.
Hang on! Okay, I've got you. Now, you pull the hatch open. All right, that's it. Turn on to the rim
and I'll help push the through. Who was it that said she wanted to find Earth because she wanted to feel the wind on her face?
Darv, what is this place? What are all the control desks for?
First things first. Angel 1! Angel 2! Just as I thought, we're in an uncontrolled zone. Our beloved angels can't hear or see us.
Why not? Everything seems to be in good order.
Well, the chances are that the control tracks to the angels' central switching room were damaged in the great meteoroid strike. You know something, Astra? I believe we might be near the Angel's central switching room. Now, finding that really would be something.
Darv, I think that this must be the terraforming control room.
Eh?
Well, do you remember? We saw holograms of it. It was supposed to have been destroyed in the great meteoroid strike. Well, this was where the re-engineering of potential Earth-type planets would have been controlled from. But look at the desks. Photosynthesis control, rain seeding control, earthquake triggers, but everything you need for planetary engineering. But, Darv, come and look at this.
What's the matter?
These windows overlook a planetary excursion terminal.
Hey. Well, well. 4, 5, 6. Six gleaming space shuttles all in a row. Hey, hey, look over there.
What?
Now, here's something just as interesting. A hologram recorder identical to the machine in the library. Yes. Now I remember how we saw the Paradise recording.
I'm sorry, Dove. I still don't remember a thing about the recording. I think you must be mistaken.
Now, I wasn't mistaken, Astra. We found a recording in Sinclair's cabin of a planet that had been discovered by the second-generation crew. The third planet of a solar system in this star cluster. It had lakes and hills, grass and a deep blue sky. I remember putting the recording disc in this slot and switching on the recorder, like this. And still you can't remember it.
I'm not sure. What happened to the recording disc?
Oh, my guess is that the Angels had a service android remove it while I was sleeping, and that they tampered with our memory of the recording. It wouldn't suit them if we discovered Paradise and decided to settle on it instead of continuing with the Earth search mission. They want power over a developed planet. Come on. We'd better inform Telson and Shana about this place.
No.
They've got a right to know.
We're not going back ever. You promised.
That was before
you
we knew.
You promised.
Oh. All right. But we ought to talk over what we're going to do about this place.
Well, we've slept, Dove. We've walked miles and I'm dead on my feet. Let's sleep and then decide what we're going to do.
Sure. We've got to look after the two of you, eh?
I could be expecting more than one. Where are you going?
To see if there are some cushions in those space shuttles.
I'm coming with you.
Hey, you're supposed to be dead on your feet.
We're never going to let each other out of our sight from now on. Ever.
No luck, number two. My androids have checked all the uncontrolled zones on levels 1 to 8. There is no sign of Darv and Astra.
And yet we know that they are still on the ship. What worries me, Wang, is that Darv is looking for our central switching room.
He could never find it, number two.
Underestimating that young man is almost as dangerous as the damage he could do to us if he discovered our central switching room. We will generate nightmare and hallucinatory barriers across all the approaches to the switching room.
Darv! Darv, wake up!
Mm-hmm. What's the matter?
There's a recording playing on the environment replicator. Look!
What? That's not possible! Hey, you're right. Clouds of dust or something?
Well, it wasn't clouds of dust just now. There was a herd of animals stampeding across some sort of plain.
Oh. It must be a recording of Earth. And yet there's no disc in the play slot. It doesn't make sense. How can the replicator play a recording without a recording to play?
They were being chased by a smaller animal. There, the dust settling, do you see?
Hey. It's not a recording of Earth, Astra. It can't be. Look at the colour of that sky. I've only seen such a sky once before.
It's another Paradise recording, isn't it?
You remember?
I do now, Darv. The sky, the grass. It's all coming back to me. Standing in the library with you beside me, watching the Paradise recording.
Recorded in year 72 of the mission by the second generation crew. They recommended it for colonization.
It looks so very beautiful. Yet there's no recording disc in the machine.
Well, maybe this is a slave replicator, a repeater. We'll find the master machine if we search. I'd better switch this one off.
Are you sure it wasn't you who switched it on in the first place?
How could I? I was asleep. You had to wake me up.
It's Angel 1 and 2. They're playing a vicious little game with us. They're watching us. Laughing at us. We can never escape from them. And all the time they're planning how they can take my baby away from me.
Hey,
I want to get away from here.
No,
I just want
Astra,
to get away.
Astra, listen to me. Look, I swear that the Angels have no control over this region.
I want to get out of the ship. I want to get 1,000,000 miles away from those things.
Astra, my love, listen to me. We can't leave the Challenger.
There are the space shuttles.
And how long could we survive in one? 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
No.
Well, 4 weeks at the most. And after that, not only us, but the baby as well. Is that what you want?
I just want to get out of the ship.
I promise you, Astra, the angels have no control over this region. And if I could find their central switching room, I could end their control over the entire ship. I don't understand why the replicator played a Paradise recording.
Then check it.
All right.
Final calls. VTC.
Clear.
Inertial loading.
Clear.
Plasma.
Clear.
Sweeps.
Clear. Next four checks by androids. And clear.
All systems are in pre-thrust condition. 10% main drive photonic thrust, 3 seconds from now.
That's fine, Angel 2. Second dummy run satisfactory. Close down all pre-thrust systems. Well, that proves we can accelerate the ship without Darv and Astra when we have to. But I'd rather delay leaving this planetary system.
There is nothing to be gained by further delay, Commander.
Well, I think there is. Firstly, I don't like manning the control room with androids unless it's urgent. And secondly, I believe Darv and Astra will soon see sense and return. Thirdly, I don't like leaving a solar system without having surveyed all its planets.
You have been given repeated warnings that the radiation from this solar system's sun would make a surveillance of the inner planets hazardous. There is no point in waiting.
I'm the commander of the Challenger, Angel 2, and I say we wait.
The controls on this replicator don't make sense. It hasn't got a recording storage facility, and there's no recording disc in the slot. Yet, touching the start panel gives us a playback of a scene on Paradise.
Sunset on Paradise. Oh, isn't it a beautiful planet, Darv? Look at those colours in the sky.
Another herd of animals crossing the plain. Look at their extraordinary necks.
Sunset on Paradise.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Something's going on in your head.
Let's try and get some proper sleep now. It'll be interesting to see if the recording is still running in a few hours' time.
All right. Here we go again. But I doubt if the recording will still be running after all this time. You see? Nothing but blackness. The recording's over.
Not blackness. Darkness.
Yeah?
Listen. You see? The recording's still running. Night on Paradise.
You're right, Astra.
You can just make out a creature over there, moving across the plain.
Yeah, but why bother to use visual recording channels at night?
Perhaps it's not a recording, Darv.
What else could it be?
A probe.
Well, I don't know. Wait a minute.
Yes?
When I first switched on the replicator, nothing happened. Then, 3 hours later, the replicator wakes us up with a Paradise recording. An hour and a half for my command signal to travel to a probe left on the planet by the second generation crew. The probe's cameras and microphones are activated, and the pictures and sound take another hour and a half to reach the Challenger. 3 hours altogether.
It's not a recording. It's a live transmission from Paradise.
An hour and a half at the speed of light. Now that's about 1,000,000,000 miles. That's almost the distance we are from the sun of this solar system. Astra, it's a planet in this solar system. We've found Paradise.
In Star Cluster Tessus 9, Part 9 of Earth Search by James Follett, Sean Arnold played Commander Telson, Amanda Murray Shana, Hayden Wood Darv, and Catherine Hurlbut Astra. Angel 1 was played by Sonia Fraser, and Angel 2 by Gordon Reed. Earth Search is directed by Glenn Dearman.